Well, what's up, everybody? Hey, I am so excited to spend a few minutes with you today talking about our Next Level Relational Network core values. And as the Next Level Relational Network, we are a family on a mission. And here's the thing. Every ministry exists for a purpose and a reason. And the best ministries are led by leaders who know what that purpose is and, even more, know how to live it out. And so that's what this recording is all about. It's about us examining our purpose statement as a Next Level Relational Network, and then how you and I, as leaders within it, live out our purpose. So, what is the purpose statement for the Next Level Relational Network? Well, here's what it is. It's this. We exist. This is why we exist. We exist to pastor ministry leaders so they can lead healthy and high-impact churches. We exist to pastor ministry leaders so they can lead healthy and high-impact churches. Now, how are we going to do that? Well, we're going to do that the way, honestly, the way Jesus did it when he spoke to, through John in the book of Revelation, the seven churches in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3. That when you study those two chapters and you look at how Jesus worked with those churches, how he exhorted those churches, how he encouraged those churches, that really has become the framework of everything we do with the Next Level Relational Network. This is how we're going to pastor ministry leaders so they can lead healthy and high impact churches. And it's interesting because when Jesus spoke to those seven churches in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3, only one church, the church at Philadelphia, does he say that he's pleased with. The other six churches, he offers solutions to the problems that they're facing, and they are the same six major problems that we believe ministry leaders are dealing with today. So here's how we're going to live out our purpose statement as a relational network. We're going to do it like Jesus did it. Jesus' six solutions are the basis for our six core values. And so I want to talk through for the next few minutes our six core values as the Next Level Relational Network, and they are the six solutions that Jesus offers to the other six churches other than Philadelphia, the other six churches in the book of Revelation. So what are we going to do? How are we going to live out this purpose statement? Number one, we're going to live it out with love. In other words, we're going to pastor ministry leaders with love. Here's what we know. Most ministry leaders have forsaken their first love. In other words, why we all got into this in the first place? So we're going to be a network that helps them focus on getting that love back. Jesus addresses this with the church at Ephesus. Revelation chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, he says, "You have persevered and you've endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You've forsaken the love you had at first." So many ministry leaders have endured hardships. So many ministry leaders have not given up, but it's the struggle. It's the struggle of daily ministry over time that makes us fall less in love with Jesus, not more, doesn't it? See, that's what we're going to be. We're going to be a network that comes around ministry leaders and helps them prioritize devotion over duty. That we're going to be the kind of network that comes around ministry leaders and helps them love the church they lead victoriously. Jesus, he says, man, you've done awesome. You've endured hardships for my name. You've not grown weary. But in the process of doing so much good, in the process of doing so much ministry, you've lost the whole reason why you got into ministry in the first place. And that is my love. And so we're going to be the kind of network who pastors ministry leaders with love. So number one is love. Our second core value is faithfulness. Faithfulness. So we as the Next Level Relational Network, we're going to pastor ministry leaders with faithfulness. Let me unpack that. Most ministry leaders today are under tremendous amounts of pressure, tremendous amounts of stress, and quite honestly, most ministry leaders today are suffering a lot. Well, we want to be the kind of relational network that makes sure that those pastors, those ministry leaders know they're not alone. This was Jesus when he spoke to the church at Smyrna. Here's what he said, Revelation chapter 2, verse 9 and verse 10. He says, "I know your afflictions and your poverty." And then in verse 10, he says, "Don't be afraid of what you're about to suffer." See, the church in Smyrna was suffering greatly for their work in the Lord. And so Jesus speaks to them through John, and he says, I want that church. I want those church, those ministry leaders to know I'm standing with you, baby. And guys, listen, that's it. That's why we exist. That's why the Next Level Relational Network exists, to stand faithfully beside those who are going through difficult seasons. Because as ministry leaders, we all do. So we're going to be the kind of network that comes around people when they're experiencing things. We're going to be the kind of network that runs to people and offers them help during trying times. We're going to be the kind of network that helps people walk faithfully through suffering, when there's corporate struggles, through afflictions, when there's personal struggles, through poverty, when resources are scarce or non-existent. We're going to be the kind of network who stands up and says, we got you, we want to help. In slander, when people in their city are bashing them, when it says in Revelation, when they're in prison, when they feel captive, when they feel bound up, when they feel like the situation that they're facing is just too much to bear, that's when they need us. That's when they need the relational network. He even says in the book of Revelation, he says, even in death. And listen, we're going to be the kind of relational network that even when it's time for a church to shut its doors, we're not going to abandon people. We're not going to give up on them. We're actually going to walk with them and help them find their next assignment in the body of Christ. We're going to encourage them in the midst of trial, in the midst of suffering, in the midst of persecution, in the midst of trial. We're going to be the kind of network that comes around them and encourages them to trust in God. Jesus wants us to always replace fear with trust. And so listen, we don't have to fear because we can trust in God no matter what we face. And so we're going to help ministry leaders face their fear. We're going to help ministry leaders be faithful. And we're going to help ministry leaders trust God through it all. We are going to pastor ministry leaders with faithfulness. So love, faithfulness. Here's number three. Our third core value as the Next Level Relational Network is this. It's purity. Number three is purity. We're going to pastor ministry leaders to purity. And here's why. So many ministry leaders today are losing their way with greed, with impure motives, with lust, with sin, with sexual sin, with pride. And so we as a relational network, we're going to call them back to a righteous standard. This was Jesus when he wrote to the church at Pergamum. This is Revelation chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. He says, I know where you live, where Satan has his throne. My goodness, can you imagine hearing that from the Lord? Yeah. You pastor, you do ministry where Satan has his throne. What is that? But I love this. He says, yet you remain true to my name. That's it right there. There are some among you who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin so that they ate food sacrificed to idols and committed sexual immorality. Okay, here's the deal. Jesus is calling them back to a standard of purity. And here's what we know. We know that over time, if we're not careful in the ministry, we can give ourselves permission, if you will, to cross lines that we said we would never cross. All of us can probably think of a ministry leader whose face we see in our mind right now that we'd go, man, that's what happened. Like the once upon a time they said, no, that's a line I'll never cross. Once upon a time they were adamant that would not happen to them. They would not become a statistic. And yet, over time, if we're not careful in the ministry, we can give ourselves permission to cross lines that we never said we would cross. It maybe in the name of cultural relevance, or maybe because of fatigue of the culture. In other words, living in the city where Satan lives, right? So that's where the Next Level Relational Network can step in. That's what we're going to do. We're going to step in and impart truth. We're going to talk about things that nobody else in a pastor's world, in a ministry leader's world, is willing to talk about. We're going to keep calling ministry leaders up to a standard of purity that says, let's don't be defined by the temptations of the culture. Let's define those things. Let's push back against that. So we're going to be a relational network that pastors people to a standard of purity. Here's number four. We're talking about our six core values as the Next Level Relational Network, that if it's true that our purpose statement, why we exist, is that we exist to pastor ministry leaders so they can pastor healthy and high impact churches, then this is how we're going to do it. Here's number four. Number four is with leadership. We're going to pastor ministry leaders with leadership. Now, that can sound simple on the surface, but let me break it down. See, too many ministry leaders today aren't leading well, and here's the reason why. I believe this. Too many ministry leaders today aren't leading well because they've never been taught. They've never been taught the fundamentals of basic leadership. So we as a network are going to help them pursue health. We're going to help ministry leaders lead strong in their church. We're going to help them discover the needed path forward. I'm amazed at how many pastors, how many ministry leaders today can't even articulate it and discern in the Holy Spirit how to get their church moving forward, like what the path forward is. Well, guess what? That's our job as leaders within the network. That's what we're called to do. That's who we're going to be. Jesus addressed this with the church of Thyatira. Revelation chapter 2 verse 20 says, "You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet. By her teaching, she," here it is, "misleads my servants into sexual immorality and in the eating of food sacrificed to idols." She misleads my servants. Too many churches and Christians today are tolerating things because they don't know and have never been taught any better or different. So we as the Next Level Relational Network, we're going to help ministry leaders pursue health up and down and across their churches. We're going to help ministry leaders cross their individual thresholds of scary and say, listen, come on, there's more. Come on, keep facing that pride. Keep running down that fear. Quit making excuses. We're gonna take them by the hands and say, come on, we want to help you cross your individual next threshold of scary. We're going to hold them accountable to lead their church well, to lead their church strong. We're going to help them see the leadership path forward of how they need to travel forward into the next season of their church. And we're going to help them recognize that all authority comes from our Heavenly Father. We're going to help them lead well. How are we going to pastor ministry leaders? We're going to pastor ministry leaders in the Next Level Relational Network in leadership. Here's number five. Number five, we're going to pastor them by strengthening them. Number five is strengthen. Number five is strengthen. We exist to pastor ministry leaders so they can lead healthy and high impact churches, and we're going to do that by strengthening them. Too many ministry leaders are not truly aware of what's going on in their church. And so that's our job. As leaders inside the network, we get to come alongside of them to strengthen them and help them become more self-aware. Self-awareness is the key to long-term effective leadership. We're going to help them strengthen them by helping ministry leaders see what's lacking in their church and help them make hard decisions that are necessary for them to grow. This was Jesus when he spoke to the church at Sardis. Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, he says, "I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you're actually dead," that you actually don't know what's going on in your church. And so he writes to those leaders and he says, look at verse 2, "Wake up." Come on, say wake up. Wake up. And then here's his admonition right here. Ready? "Strengthen what remains and is about to die." That's what we're going to do. As a Next Level Relational Network, we're going to come alongside ministry leaders and we're going to help them strengthen what remains and is about to die. He says, "For I found your deeds unfinished." In other words, there's more. It's unfinished in the sight of my God. So listen, we're going to help ministry leaders with apathy. We're going to help ministry leaders with realignment. We're going to help ministry leaders with reputation integrity. We're going to help ministry leaders increase their own personal self-awareness and the self-awareness of their teams. We're going to help them see what's actually going on in their church, and we're going to help them make hard decisions that are essential for their continued success. Sometimes the best strength we need is someone coming alongside of us and standing with us and saying, "You're not alone," and we can borrow their strength to have the strength we need to make the decisions we need to move forward. That's what we're going to do. That's who we are as the Next Level Relational Network. We're going to strengthen. And then here's the last one. Number six is sharpen. Is sharpen. Number six, we're going to pastor ministry leaders by sharpening them. Too many churches are lukewarm. And we're going to confront apathy as a network. We're going to give ministry leaders a chance to embrace teachability like never before. This is what Jesus did to the church at Laodicea. Revelation 3, verse 15, he said, I know your deeds, that you're neither cold nor hot. And then he writes to those ministry leaders and he says, I wish you were either one or the other. The church at Laodicea was lukewarm. It was complacent. It was self-reliant. It was arrogant. And so Jesus, through John, is like, yeah, hey, guess what? That whole lukewarm deal, that ain't going to work for me. As a matter of fact, it kind of makes me want to throw up in my mouth. And so Jesus confronts that lukewarmness and he says, hey, come on. Come on, you guys. I want to sharpen you. Let's go. There's more. Come on. And so Jesus confronts them in the areas of teachability and of discipline, personal disciplines, you know, individual discipline, humility, the acknowledging impurities and accountability, intimacy. And he says, hey, come in and eat with me. And I want to eat with you. That intimacy, that's what's capable. That's what's possible. But not when you're lukewarm. Lukewarm, Jesus says, no, I'd rather spit you out of my mouth than have to deal with that. So what are we going to do as a network? Well, as leaders inside the Next Level Relational Network, we're going to come alongside ministry leaders and sharpen them. We're going to create environments where ministry leaders are challenged in every single one of those areas. So who are we? What are we doing? What's the purpose? The best ministries know. They're led by leaders who know what the purpose is and know how to live it out. And so listen, that's why we took these few minutes. That's why I wanted to share our heart around this idea. And I believe the heart of Jesus for ministry leaders across the world. We exist to pastor ministry leaders so they can lead healthy and high impact churches. We do that through love, faithfulness, purity, leadership, strengthening, and sharpening. Let's pray. God, I thank you for the leader that's listening to this recording right now. And God, I pray that their heart would be stirred like my heart is stirred. Because God, there's a hopelessness epidemic among ministry leaders in the body of Christ today. There are ministry leaders who feel alone and who feel hurting and confused and are stuck in sin and who are stuck in their church growth and who don't know the way out. And God, we have the answer. And so Lord, I pray for every leader listening right now that we would be impassioned with a holy passion to live on purpose, to pastor ministry leaders so that there would be churches across our nation and across our world who are healthy and high impact. God, that's our prayer. I pray blessing on each leader now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks for listening to this. Let's go get them.